Basketball.
Basketball.
You're listening to the Knicks Nation Podcast, where we've got all your Knicks needs covered. Now, live from the city that never sleeps, here are your hosts, Anthony and Chris.
What's up, Knicks Nation? We are back for another player preview. Today we have Kita Bates-Diop, came over from the trade involving Mikal Bridges. 6 years in the league, has bounced around the league a few times, Chris. Kita Bates-Diop. Let's get to a player preview.
In addition to the Mikal Bridges trade, kind of late, where there were some rumblings that, you know, we would have to give up more. That supposedly, you know, Deuce McBride was going over to Brooklyn to finalize that Mikal Bridges trade. Obviously, that wasn't the case, thankfully. And instead, we get Kita Bates-Diop. You know, someone who's, again, in the running for that backup center position. But he's more of a, you know, he projects more of a as a small forward, power forward, you know, type of player. Obviously, can stretch the floor a little bit. He shoots around 33% from three. Not amazing, but he could hit one or two if needed, you know. But, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I didn't follow his game when he was in Brooklyn or Phoenix or Minnesota or Denver because he's been around a bit. But, you know, he is a big body. And obviously, before he had signed his most recent contract, he did show off a little bit where he did shoot closer to, I think, 36 or 38% from three. But as is with most players, when they have a contract coming up, they usually perform a lot better. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah, Kita Bates-Diop was with Brooklyn last season, and he's played with, like you said, Spurs, Timberwolves, six seasons for five different teams. So he's a CAA client. Knicks are kind of, maybe they're familiar with his game, and maybe they have some intel that, you know, he's a body. He's a big body, man. He's like 6'8", 6'9", and, you know, that's the trajectory that these NBA teams are trying to go in. They're trying to get these wings. I mean, wings are very valuable in this league. So if the Knicks feel like they found something in him and maybe they can unlock something, maybe their training, not training staff, but maybe their development system can unlock some things. But he's more of just, you know, at the end of the bench type of player in case a deal pops up here or there. Maybe he's a throw into a deal, or he's just a good depth piece, you know. I mean, not expecting anything from him this year, obviously, for, you know. But, hey, he could surprise me. I mean, he could come into training camp, battle it out. I mean, it's all going to be predicated on what Tom Thibodeau thinks about him, and the Knicks seem like they like him. So, I mean, the trade for, like you said, the trade for Mikal took a little bit of a while, and they added Kita Bates-Diop in that deal. So, hey, maybe they foresee something within his Knicks future on the New York Knicks. But he's 28 years old. He's 229, so he's 6'8", so he's slim. You know, he's very slim. He has the big wingspan, averaged 6 points, three rebounds, and 283 regular season games. So he's just that extra body off the bench that you need just in case of an emergency, Chris. That's pretty much what it is for Kita Bates-Diop. So,
yeah, and I took a quick look at his scouting report, you know, obviously before being drafted, and you know, some of his strengths are his athleticism. So at 6'8", like you said, he has a thin frame but still a big body nonetheless. Very athletic, seems to do well in the pick and roll game. Some of the knocks on him is that he doesn't get to his defenders in time, you know. So once maybe his reaction time is not that great. But going back to his positives, he seems to be somebody who knows his role, he knows his limitations, and he plays his role well. So, you know, we're not talking about the next Jokic or, you know, Rudy Gobert for that matter. But a solid, you know, player nonetheless that the Knicks picked up. And, you know, he has a, what is it, like a $2 million cap hit. Which he, you know,
2.6 to be
2.6, exact. Which he took his player option. You know, he exercised that. But who knows? Again, if some players bowl out, do you think he could be on the outside looking in?
It all depends on training camp. Like you said, I really don't know if the Knicks can cut him and, let's say, Marcus Morris or Shamet play above him in training camp. They can, you know, guarantee their money, maybe convert their money into something else. But if they can, then training camp is going to be fun. If they can't, then he's just going to be, you know, at the end of the bench and just break glass in case of emergency type of player. But hey, sometimes the Knicks, you know, sometimes these league, these GMs or these coaches feel like they can unlock certain things in certain players, and maybe the Knicks think that they can do something regarding Bates Diop. Anything else you wanted to touch on Bates Diop? Player preview.
No. Again, you know, not sure I have high expectations for him coming into the season and you know, joining the Knicks per se. Kind of was like a throw in at the last second there just to make things work for the Mikal Bridges trade. But, you know, hopefully he surprises us, you know, like you mentioned. You never know what some of these guys can become. And sometimes it's more about, you know, not so much the team, but the fit, right? So hopefully there's some magic there. But, you know, like you mentioned, I just think Keita Bates-Diop will be a kind of a, you know, bench player that's just there in case we need a body out there.
Yes, sir. So that's a wrap for Keita Bates-Diop player preview. In case you missed it, we're doing a player preview for every single Nick. Hit the middle video on our last player preview. Appreciate every single one of you for giving us your time during this player preview series. Smash the subscribe button as always. Smash the like button. I'm Anthony from Knicks Nation.
I'm Chris.
We'll catch you guys next time. Peace.
Peace.
Thanks for listening. Please hit that follow button to stay updated with our latest episodes. And we also greatly appreciate those 5-star reviews. For you video enthusiasts out there, head over to our YouTube channel to catch the podcast in video form. YouTube.com/KnicksNation. You'll find all the relevant links conveniently listed in the show notes below. See you next time.